Have you noticed that there's a lot of conflicting advice in the world of online business where one person will tell you that, oh, just build a brand on social media, spend a few hours a day there, contact people in their DMs. That's going to get everything that you need for a successful business. And then there's other people who say, don't bother because you don't own it. So spend 5 minutes a day there, but really focus on building your website, making it SEO friendly. And it can be really confusing that people say they are the be all end all, that a lot of this advice contradicts. And what often happens is when it isn't the be all end all, we go to that other piece of advice. We try that having that same expectation because that's what they're telling us. We end up spinning our wheels, going from course to course or even just freebie to freebie. And it's exhausting. And ultimately, if you're not making enough money to make your business sustainable, it's incredibly disheartening and honestly incredibly unfair. So we're going to take all of that confusion away today and we're actually going to get back down to basics. When building a business, what are the three steps you need to make sure it's successful? We're going to talk about that in just a bit.
Welcome to Emma Givens Content and Copy. My name's Emma, and I'm the founder of a boutique agency specializing in branded copywriting and content writing for small and medium-sized businesses. I know from experience working with hundreds of businesses of all shapes and sizes that compassionate, client-centered copy and content ultimately does three incredibly powerful things. One, it helps your ideal client by matching them to a product or service that's going to improve their life. Two, it positions you as the guy they think of first and trust wholeheartedly. And three, it actually improves conversion and retention for a thriving business long term. Are you excited to stand out to more of the clients you adore? Let's dive into some content and copy.
I'm going to say something now that you won't hear all that often in the world of online business, and that is that at its core, business is really simple. The problem is we're overcomplicating it, and it's not just you and it's not just me. There is an industry that makes money off of overcomplicating it, and we're going to talk about that in a second. But ultimately, especially if you're an early stage entrepreneur, so if you're not making as much money as you want to, if you have room for more clients, do you? Could you take on a few more clients? Could you make a little bit more money? If you are in your first few months, first year, honestly, I would say first 2 or 3 years of business and you still have room to grow. It doesn't need to be more complicated than three simple steps. So as an early stage entrepreneur, there's something you really need to keep an eye out for. And that is particularly people who call themselves business coaches who are targeting you, an early stage entrepreneur. Why is that something to watch out for? Well, what happens a lot of the time, unfortunately, with these business coaches is that that's their first business. They left their corporate job, perhaps, or they're, you know, young, which is not a problem. I mean, I'm pretty young, but that is literally the first thing that they've ever done. They haven't actually built a business on their own, except by telling other people how to build their businesses. There's a flaw in that. That is a red flag. And you can usually figure that out by doing a bit of digging or checking about pages, but that's one piece of this issue. They're not the right people to teach you how to build a full and vibrant business that is not exactly that business model. Coaching other coaches, basically, is the big thing you'll see in the industry right now. The other thing is the warning sign that if it's a business coach, whether they're great or they're one of these questionable ones, if they're targeting early stage entrepreneurs, that is a problem. Why is that? It's more than you need right now. Instead, you end up spending tons of money. I'm talking thousands, tens of thousands of dollars getting coaching that you don't need and may not even be effective. Because the thing is, these coaches are waving their jazz hands and saying that they're the be-all, end-all of everything, that they can teach you everything from legal to sales to marketing to how to do Instagram marketing and Facebook marketing. And like, these are all areas that people are niched in. These are areas where you have people with expertise. So how can one person possibly know how to do all of it? They just don't. Honestly, the best coaches, the best business coaches that are out there are the ones who stay in their lane and who are an expert in what they are great at. Or if they have a big, big company for middle to late stage entrepreneurs who are actively growing and they have a team. So what happens is, yes, they may be the expert and the overarching person in business coaching, but they'll have someone else on their team who can help you with ads, or they'll have someone else on their team who can help you come up with a new marketing strategy. Those are by far the best business coaches that you will find. They will not pretend to be an expert in everything. They will get you the best support that you need to be successful. And they're targeting when you're ready for it, which is when you're mid to late stage entrepreneur, like when you're in a massive growth period, when you're already more than stable and maybe overwhelmed by the number of clients, or if you want to start building a team and expand, then that is a point where you actually have the money to invest the tens of thousands of dollars that it costs for a great business coach and a great business team. So when they're going after early stage entrepreneurs, I honestly think, and this may be a controversial word, but I think it can be predatory, because there's a time and place for business coaching, but it's not when you're just starting. It just isn't. It's way overcomplicated. So let's take all of that complication away and let's get back down to basics. What are the three steps? And I literally mean three. The only three steps that you need to have a successful business as an early stage entrepreneur. And honestly, at any stage, it kind of comes down to this anyway. Number one, lead generation. Number two, marketing. Number three, sales. That's it. So let's break them down. Number one, lead generation is telling people you exist, being visible in the world, showing up. That's it. Lead generation. People know of you and they hopefully also show their interest. I might sign up for their freebie. That's still a lead. Number two is marketing. That is when people start to really like you. And hopefully they're already starting to develop some trust with you, especially if done well. And number three is selling. So they buy from you. Basically, marketing is they're intrigued possibly to buy from you. And then you have to actually close the sale in step three, selling. It's that simple. So if you can learn those three pieces, and then of course you're an expert or you're a product-based business owner, like you have your product at the end, right? If you can deliver that, you're gold. You'll have the clients that you need and you'll be making the money that you need to maybe then grow and go to the mid stage and to get a business coach for the first time. So on top of that, we can make it even simpler. And that is why I love content marketing. So I do a few different things, right? I'm a brand messaging strategist. I'm a copywriter. I'm a content marketer. I'm a few different things. And what they all come back down to is the niche that I started in when I was in corporate, which was content marketing. So this is the glorious news. Lead generation and marketing can be combined. So they're only one step. You still got selling. You still got step three. But you can turn step two and step one into one single thing, which is content marketing. And it's the thing that feels the best too, right? Like absolutely, when you're ready for it, when you have the money to spend, when you're a mid-sized entrepreneur, you can start to, you know, get paid ads and all that kind of stuff. But you don't need that right now. I promise you, you can be successful. You can have plenty of leads and warm them up to you in marketing, like, and then sell them without having to pay. You do need to put your time and energy into it. And I would recommend that you learn from the expert in that niche so you do it well. So if you're investing anything, it's investing in the skill set yourself to be able to do this. And so that you develop this foundation of your business with steps one and two, or content marketing if you choose to combine them, and step three, selling. That's the other expert I would recommend. So content marketing expert, sales expert. That's it. Those are the only two investments in coaches I strongly recommend that you have as an early stage entrepreneur. I would also maybe consider brand design could come in there at some point, but it depends on your business. That's part of, honestly, that's part of strong content marketing too, though, right? Like that's why I, in my business, work a lot of the time with brand designers, particularly with MKW Creative Co. I'm actually the business's copywriter, and I also work with every brand design project client to create some of their foundational brand messaging, some of their foundational copy with their visual assets. So ultimately, if you come to a good content marketing coach, content marketing professional, then they're going to be able to recommend who's going to help you best with all those visual assets that they need to create awesome marketing campaigns for you. So content marketing expert, sales expert. So you've broken it down into one and two. Those are the two people you need to learn from at the beginning of a business so that you have people who know you exist, that really like you and are intrigued by you and your services or your products, and that you can close in a sale because you nurtured them and warmed them up. Content marketing, I'm going to give you a basic overview of, but you always have additional videos on this channel to learn even more about it, and you can always reach out to me as well to learn even more. But content marketing is essentially that you are nurturing relationships. So you put out value first and ask for an exchange after the value so that you can long-term nurture them And then they buy from you because there were hot leads who trusted you with all of it. They knew you were the right person. It feels great to then have sales calls with those people who are so warm because you're like their friend. They're excited to meet you. A lot of them are already really ready and primed to buy. And so it doesn't feel gross to have a sales call. Instead, it feels like you're really, really helping them because you are. If you've been providing them value and they've been really enjoying it, it means that they needed it. It feels so good to do content marketing. So it's things like being active on social media with intention. With intention, not just losing hours, but being intentional about your strategy there. It's things like working through a blog or creating a YouTube channel where you're giving value out first. And then once in a while you sprinkle in, hey, and I have this freebie, you can get on my email list. Or, hey, I'm going to be doing this workshop in a few weeks' time. I'd love for you to come. This one's free. Or the next one, you know, maybe it's $35. Or so you get these like introductory experiences with them. So they get to know you because you're active on whatever platform of choice. And then you're inviting them to take initial small steps with still you giving a ton of value. Right? And then they're ready. So after they have that awesome workshop with you, you say, hey, let's have a chat because you're ready to move on faster to the next level. Let's talk about how we do that for you. Or if you're not a service-based business owner, right, you get them on their email list, on your email list, and you're offering them, like, in a month from now, you send out an email with the perfect pair of earrings. And they just can't resist because they've also seen it. Like, they know that they like you. You have a great personality. You maybe sent them a personalized message saying, hey, welcome to the community. That is so underrated and so key right now. We can talk about that in another video too, or you can ask me questions below. And then you give them like a 10% off their next purchase because it's the month of December and it's the holidays. And then the perfect pair of earrings comes out and they are so ready to buy. They've been waiting for the moment, and now is the moment. There's no reason to say no. You've just worn them up so beautifully. So it works for service and product-based business owners, 100%. In fact, it's super effective for product-based business owners because usually there's no sales call. So yes, you need to learn the principles of sales, but you may not need ever to learn how to do a sales call. So ultimately, even that third step of sales can be reduced, let's say. I'm not going to say it goes away completely because there are skills there that you're going to need to develop, but you may never have to learn how to have a sales conversation with someone. Content marketing can be hugely, massively, I can't come up with a better word for it, helpful for you bringing in leads, bringing in clients who are paying, and then having them repeat because they're so warm and nurtured and because you're putting your relationship with them first and values first. Then what will happen if you've done this right? So you've asked the expert, you've gotten maybe coached by an expert or, you know, taken a course that's really pinpointed to content marketing and you learn the basics of sales. Two things, content marketing and sales. At the end, you're going to have more clients than you need. So that's when you're at the next level and you may decide, okay, I'm ready to grow. It's time for a business coach. One who has the credibility for me to invest with them. That's it. That's how you have a successful business. So I would love to hear more from you. I'd love to hear about your experience because I know that if you have been through this issue where you've spent a ton of money early in business and just aren't seeing enough results for it, you're not alone. So please feel free to share. It would be an honor to, you know, hold you in that story and say, I get it. I've seen it. Please don't do this to yourself anymore. And it's not your fault either. I think that's really important to say. It's not your fault. There is an industry that is built on this. There's a lot of people who make a lot of money doing this. And that's why I feel like it's predatory, because they're taking money from people who have possibly just left their 9-to-5 and don't have much income coming in. And they're just making a profit off of it. It's just wrong, which is why the world of online business is still running a business. And those three steps, lead gen, marketing, sales, legion and marketing and content marketing and sales, why those are ultimately the three things that you need to run a successful business. I hope you found that helpful. I know that it's really shifted perspectives when people start to see it that way. It can be that simple. It should be that simple. And it is going to be that simple for you. I'm here for you. The community's here for you. You're amazing.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Emma Givens Content and Copy. If you had an aha moment or insight from today's episode, let's make it stick by writing it down in a review. It would actually mean the world to me and my entire team. You can write a review on Apple Podcasts, then screenshot it and tag me on Instagram at Emma Givens Writer. I'd be thrilled to start a conversation with you and reshare your big aha moment with the rest of the audience. Until next time, remember, your voice matters. let's set it free. See you next week for another episode of Emma Givens Content and Copy.